to the next page. And when I look at both of these terms here, it turns out that they're both perfect differentials.
So this is something you have to stare at for a while and realize that if you take this function cosine gr cosine theta and differentiate it with respect to theta, you get gr sine and then gr cosine theta sine theta. And this combination appears above, there is sine gr cosine theta up there. This sine theta comes there, and the r squared. Now I have to think, where is this r squared? Oh, I need the r squared in. Oh, I'm integrating with theta, so r doesn't matter. R's are just a constant. This is fine. Okay, so I'm integrating over theta, so I need to get the theta terms right. So here I've got sine of this quantity times sine theta d theta, and that's this thing here. And if I differentiate this function, it gives me this. So since I just discovered what the derivative of this is that when I integrate the integral of this is this one, and I get these two terms by doing the theta integration. And again here, when I evaluate it between 0 and pi, when I put 0 in, I get cosine of 0, which is 1, and when I put pi in, I get cosine of pi, which is minus 1, but cosine of 1 and cosine of minus 1 are both the same thing. So they cancel out, and only the sine term survives again, and now I just have an integral over r. It looks like this. Sine g r over g times r. And I need to integrate this.